Hello, I'm Tom Robinson, and you're listening to Andrew Wolfe on Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
And from one Tom to another, Tom Alton releases a brand new EP next Friday the 27th, the first since 2020's Live at the Gate. The new EP is cheerfully called It's Lonely Here in Heaven, and Tom came in for a chat last night and to play me the EP. You can hear that conversation and a couple of tracks after a Tom Alton classic.
Insights in my life, would that really matter to you? Make all of the pavements saturate and fall, and deviate between the love and lies I've ever told. Give yourself a reason, a truth of sight should find. The city road, neglect the dust and leave the best behind. If he's supposed to save you, who the hell am I? Pour yourself a drink and watch time fly by. Why don't you come on over and put your feet up next to my fire? Make yourself feel comfortable, you'll be here for a while. And I want to get to know you better than most do. I won't say that I need you, though I do. Stubborn as I am, through all I choose to see, you mean more than that to me. You're an invisible necessity. And if I were to show you someone else's dreams, could you find it in yourself to change? And hold on to this, this baby, 'cause it's changing fast. You're as good as sister, re-abducted by his past. So give yourself a reason, but truth of sight you find. The city road, neglect the dust and leave the best behind. If he's supposed to save you, who the hell am I? Pour yourself a drink and watch time fly by. Why don't you come on over or put your feet up next? To know ya better than most do. I won't say that I need you, though I do. As stubborn as I am, through all I choose to see, you mean more than that to me. You're an invisible necessity. Well, you mean more than that to me. You're an invisible necessity. Don't you come on over, put your feet up next to my fire. Make yourself feel comfortable, you'll be here for a while. And I want to get to know you, oh, better than most do. I won't say that I need you, though I do. Stubborn as I am, through all I choose to see, you mean more than that to me. You're an invisible necessity.
Good evening, Tom, how are you?
I'm well, mate. How are you?
It's all right, thank you. It's not that long since you were last here.
No, it feels like it was the other day.
You were just saying it feels weird hearing that.
It's very strange hearing that, considering it was a song I wrote when I was sort of 15 or 16.
And when would you have recorded it?
I would have recorded it maybe 2016, 2015.
Right.
You know, you're edging up to 10 years now, which feels very strange.
Yeah, needs a bit of a new arrangement. I think I still love it.
No, I think it's got its place, but it's just one of those things that, you know, especially when you're a young artist, I think like a difference in 1 year is huge.
Yeah.
So especially like looking back and, you know, whatever is it, 6, 7 years, maths, not very good, but you know what I mean? It's a long time. There's a lot of development that's happened since that song. But yeah, it's nice to listen to see where it kind of all started. But yeah, very, very friendly song.
Yeah, well, yes, compared to some of the later stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
When you were here with Millie back in August, you seemed really excited about the release of the new EP.
Mm-hmm.
And October seemed a long way away. So how are you feeling now that it's almost there?
Yeah, I'm very hyped, very excited. The excitement's still at the same level as it was back in August.
Yeah.
Very excited. Yeah, I think it's just, there's been a few hiccups along the way. I think I had an issue about, basically, I'd sent off all the songs for mastering and they were all good to go. And then turns out there was a problem with one of the tracks and there was like a big delay with getting that back and forth. But we got there in the end, so yeah. It's all good. But yeah, the excitement is very, very real. We've got the EP launch in the Globe on November 1st,
right?
Which is amazing. So tickets are going really, really well for that. There's not an awful lot left, which I'm very happy to say.
That's good.
And then we're doing the same thing in London. We're doing the 229 Club, and again, tickets are going really, really well for that. So I'm pretty buzzing.
Good. I've had a good listen to the EP, having had... it sounds a bit posh, but a press release copy.
Oh, yes.
Sounds posh and important.
Very posh.
We'll play a couple of tracks. Tell me about the first one I've chosen, which is Ecstasy.
Ecstasy is actually a very, very different song for what you'd expect from the new stuff.
I think you talked about this one when we were in. You didn't give me a title, but you said there was something special.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those songs that... it's more like that sing-along song at the gigs.
Yeah.
It's a lot slower. It's more like a quote-unquote ballad. If you can have that within like sort of the rock sort of genre. But yeah, it's about having an almost like endless undying love for somebody or something, and just no matter what happens, you kind of just follow them or follow it to the ends of the earth. And it's just about exploring that feeling of that really.
Started the bonfire, but I lit the match and watched. I never hoped for a dogfight, but it's your name on the gun unnoticed. If knowing you is to transgress, then carve these words into my chest. It tastes like ecstasy in through my veins, a little in our cave in. Oh, violent but heavenly, a codependency. Forever I'll sing your hymn. Pick me up off the floor.
Every day, broadcasting from the largest hospital in Wales, we are Radio Glamorgan.
You're listening to the RG Night Train.
When did you start working on the EP? Because once we came out of COVID, you've done a lot of live gigs around the place, haven't you?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of live stuff going on. I think I started work on the EP, I think, late last year, in terms of the writing process. Yeah. There was a lot of other songs that didn't end up making it that I've kind of still got in the bank for potentially future projects. But yeah, I think I started working on it late last year.
And what is the writing process for you? Is it words, music? Is it... It
kind of varies a little bit, I think, but generally it seems to be I'll either find like a riff or a chord sequence that kind of excites me, and then I'll sort of mumble words, melodies and stuff until kind of something jumps out of me that I think is really strong, and I'll generally try and find the hook or the chorus first. Mm. I feel like if you get a really, really strong chorus, then the rest of the song kind of just falls into place. You can kind of, if you know where the high point of the song is vocally, you know, if you've really found that, then the verses and stuff, like, you know, logically, you can be like, oh, well, they'll sit a little bit lower and you've got room to build up for sort of exciting choruses and stuff. But normally it's that.
As we discovered when you were last here, you're now with a management company. Has it taken a lot of pressure off you? Because before you would have been doing everything, now you can concentrate on the music.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's lots of different stuff that... That is delegated out to different people. Yeah, it's just nice having a bit more of a team around. But I still very, very much feel like I'm still steering the ship. It's still my project.
But that's what you want.
Yeah, of course. Really. Yeah, 100%.
And we also talked last time, I was asking about albums, and you're telling me massive expense in albums. Hmm. But if the EP, when the EP takes off, is an album still an option down the line?
I mean, an album's always an option. It's just one of those things that I've always put a lot of pressure on myself for that first album. I think just because of when you look back at so many other artists and bands, and their first album is the one that really kind of hits home, and that's the one that really connects and takes off. And there's normally a very large sum of money that goes behind that. Yeah. It doesn't just take off because it's great. I mean, very few sort of occasions might disagree, but generally it's like, yes, it's great, but it also has the backing of like a lot of people. So I think I think using this EP to kind of like springboard again, build the team, build people around me, and to expand stuff and hopefully get interest from labels that might want to consider putting out an album. And it's definitely not off the cards for sure.
Now, before we started recording, I mentioned an album to you earlier from Darius Rucker, which we're playing tracks from tonight, his new album. And you were telling me that you've been doing quite a bit of country music production.
I have, yeah. So over lockdown, it was the one thing that actually sort of saved me from not going broke was the ability to record somebody remotely, no matter where they are in the world. So the idea is that I work with a couple of people, but this one guy in particular, his name's Aaron Carter. He's a country artist. He's from Knoxville, but he's kind of like in Nashville now as well. He's kind of moved back and forth between the two. And he sends me a demo, which is just him and his guitar, no click, no nothing. It's raw. It's just completely as he's written it. I'll then add like drums, bass, guitars, the rest of it, shakers, tambourines, whatever it needs. Slide guitars, you know.
You gotta have slide guitars.
Yeah, of course, it's country. Yeah, you'd be rude not to. And then I'll send that back to him, and he'll then record vocals at his house. He's got like a little makeshift studio thing. He's got a little mic and I think I remember the first time he did a record, he put a blanket over his head and just record, because that's how you treat the room, like, you know. Yeah. So he did that, and then he sends it to me and I edit it and mix it, and it's a really, really fun process.
Yeah, and it kept your hand in as well.
It did. I think it was just it was a bit of a godsend, really.
And let's talk about the next few months. You've got the two promotions for the EP, the one here, the one in London, and are there more live gigs between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few that are sort of under embargo, so I can't announce them, but there are some stuff that of course I'll let you know when when they're announced. I'll let you know, but there's a fair few shows that we've got, but then over sort of like the Christmas period, I think, like most musicians do, we're kind of going into hibernation and just writing and recording. I'm heading to Rockfield Studios in January to record some which will probably be the next EP.
There's some history there.
There is some very big history there. So I'm really, really excited. We've got 2 days booked in at Rockfield. So we're staying there the night. We're going to get the proper experience.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, very, very excited for that.
You need to do a video diary for that.
Yeah, I asked my friend Will, who runs a video company. He's not around, but he said I can borrow his camera. So I was like, yeah, great. Sounds amazing.
The other track I wanted to play from the EP, which really struck me, is Self-Destruct Shuffle. Mm. Tell me about this one. Is it a new dance craze that's going to take off?
It could be. I've not yet been convinced to make a dance on TikTok, but if the moment calls for it, if the people want it. But so this song is a very strange song in many ways. I think like the theme of the song is very bizarre. It's about laughing at your own anxieties. And which is a very, very strange thing to do, because I find that as a creative and as a musician, I get imposter syndrome quite a lot, which is basically I don't feel like I deserve any of the things I've had, any of the things I'm going to have, and I just it's almost very irrational, right?
But doesn't that make you want to not put music out?
It does, and it did for a long time. Mm. I think there was a very long period of time where that very much got the better of me, and I think that. But once you kind of get through that patch and you can kind of look back at it and to almost just take the mick out of yourself a little bit. I think that's the essence of this song. And it's not too serious. It's basically about looking at yourself and kind of thinking, why on earth did I think that? Why did I let that bother me? It's clearly irrational, doesn't make any sense. And I call it the self-destruct shuffle.
I get this feeling and I don't know what to do with it yet. Do I embrace it? Do I wrap it around the base of my neck? I always lose. Bury it, can't even seem to put it to bed. I try and fight it, but it only seems to come to a head. What else can I do? I do the self-destruct shuffle, self-destruct shuffle. Every time I put my foot forward, I think I'm in trouble. Do the self-destruct shuffle, self-destruct shuffle. Oh, 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 oh. Do the self-destruct shuffle, self-destruct shuffle. Pull my head out the rubble, my hands and feet start to buckle. Do the self-destruct shuffle, self-destruct shuffle. Oh, 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 oh. Scratch the glass. There's no way to hit the brakes. I put my right foot forward, then I drag it back. Facing that with fun in front of us, don't you bring up the slack. What else can I do? I do the self-destruct shuffle, self-destruct shuffle. Every time I put my foot forward, I think I'm in trouble. Do the self-destruct shuffle, self-destruct shuffle. Oh, oh, oh. Do the self-destruct shuffle, the self-destruct shuffle. Put my head out the rubble, my hands and feet start to buckle. Do the self-destruct shuffle, the self-destruct shuffle. Oh, 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 oh.
Next Friday. It's called It's Lonely Here in Heaven, which is a great title.
Thank you very much.
And it will be available on the vast majority of download sites.
All of them.
I'll play the other two tracks next Saturday, and this interview will be up on the RG website from tomorrow for the next 14 days. Always good to see you, Tom.
Likewise, Andrew. Thanks very much for having me.
If you watched Elton John's set at Glastonbury, among his guests was a young American singer who sang one of his own songs, Until I Found You, Stephen Sanchez. His debut album, Angel Face, is out now. All the tracks are in a similar style to Until I Found You, apart from this one, which kind of sticks out, and for me, may be the best track on the album. This is called Shake.